right, now I'm with James Geary of EIQ Networks. James, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, great to speak with you today. Thanks for joining us. So, James, maybe you can give us a little bit of a background for our users that aren't quite familiar with EIQ Networks. What is it that you guys do?
Sure, we offer a software platform that does risk management and compliance management for large enterprises, whether they be financial institutions or government customers or large retail organizations. And really, it's all about understanding if you've had an event, if you've had a compliance issue, how do you become compliant, or how do you get to the root cause of an event. And that's where our product set shines. So what we do is we offer a platform that, in essence, looks at and evaluates and helps correlate all security data, not just log data. So one of our little mantras is log data is not enough.
Okay.
Because it's not, right? So if you're an organization that's had an event occur from an outsider, as an example, then the scenario is you've had somebody come in, and typically they're shutting down logging and they're changing configurations, giving themselves super user privileges, and they're introducing new assets into your environment, which create performance problems when those assets turn servers into spam bots, and now you've got very sensitive data flowing in and out of your company. That's the typical security event scenario. And you've got to have a platform that looks at all that data and brings all that data together so that you can make some intelligent decisions around where and how to mitigate the problems and understand really what the root cause of those problems were.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, of course, all those same issues also exist around compliance, right? So to be able to become PCI compliant or to meet any of the different compliance standards that might be out there or different standards that you put into your environment, whether they're CIS policies, Microsoft policies of any sort, right? You need the fundamental data that you can monitor and change to assure that you're becoming PCI compliant, as an example. And we have policies in this platform that also allow you to do that.
Okay. Take Harlan Payment Systems. It was a major story on our site over the past few months. That was very specific. We've been seeing a lot of comments coming from our users regarding PCI compliance, right? How does a solution such as yours help, let's say, prevent a Harlan-type situation and also help some of these companies remain PCI compliant?
Right. So from a remaining PCI compliance standpoint, right, so what we do is we take the PCI standards and translate them into a series of steps that our products that can then go monitor the different aspects of to show you your PCI compliance across multiple different devices, across multiple locations. And so we've got a standard series of policies, of canned policies, that'll help you do that.
Okay.
Right? And really,
is it happening like in a constant fashion?
Exactly. So it happens in a constant fashion. You can constantly monitor yourself where you're at on a weekly, daily, hourly basis.
Whatever you choose.
Yeah, whatever you choose, whatever's most important to your environment. And most importantly, you can then roll it up and report on it at a very high level.
Okay. Now, take a typical prospect that's approaching you guys. What's the impetus? Why are they contacting you? Where are their gaps within their current security strategy?
You bet. It's really all about a couple of things. It's all about how do I bridge those gaps within my structure, because a number of these companies have point products that do configuration work, that do logging, that do data flow analysis, and it's really bridging the gaps that exist between these point products that don't share data, don't talk to each other. And if you're in a large enterprise, obviously you're doing this at a level of volume where now it's impossible to do with any one single individual, right? You've got to have a product that automates this whole process, that reduces that data down, that you can do it cost effectively, because you have resource constraints as well, right? So it's all about how do we simplify that process? How do we simplify the compliance process? How do we automate those processes, right, and do it in a platform that you can run your entire business around and do it very cost effectively? One that you don't have to hire database administrators for, but one that can be installed and operated and run on a daily basis and give you reports and make it easier to do your job, right, rather than the job of managing the product.
You said a word there, cost effective. Maybe we can talk about the economy for a couple seconds. what's going on with you guys? I mean, have you seen any changes in either how you're approaching clients or prospects, or how prospects have been approaching you over the past, say, two, 3 quarters?
Sure. Well, you know, it's been an interesting two or three quarters, of course, right, with everything that's going on. I mean, folks are very cautious out there. That said, if you had a security event or you've got a compliance issue, right, if you have a security event, you are driven to take action from a fiduciary standpoint at a minimum.
Sure.
Solve that event, right, to solve that problem, to cover that so that it doesn't happen again. From a compliance issue, right, if you've got compliance issues, then you've got to meet certain targets in certain time frames to assure that you're compliant with whatever standard that, let's say, you might be out of compliance on, or there's penalties, there's fees.
Right.
Right. So you as a business are driven to get those issues resolved. We as a vendor offering a platform to help you get those resolved, obviously,
sure,
you know, we're working very closely with a number of companies. What we're finding is there's more scrutiny around vendor choice in solving those problems.
Okay.
Right. So the solutions still have to go in because you still need to be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to solve that security breach. Right. But there's more people focusing on it in a much more impactful way to assure that the company's chosen the right vendor.
Sure.
Right. So procurements are still going forward. People are still looking to solve these problems, but there's more people in the loop to assure that they do it within the time frames, they do it within the budget limitations, of course, and within the IT project constraints that any of these organizations might have.
Okay. Just a couple more questions for you. We touched on Heartland. We touched on PCI compliance. How about in the government space? How do you guys address that?
Well, listen, cyber warfare is a very significant issue right now in this environment, and there's a number of entities that are very aggressively trying to compromise the information systems of the U.S. government, both in a DOD as well as civilian type of environment, and of course all the agencies that surround that. So cyber warfare is a huge issue, right? So really, it's all about understanding your enterprise visibility and understanding your situational risk, right? And in essence, having a platform that can help you do that across all kinds of data in your environment. So we work very closely with a number of organizations to offer our products at SecureView, and you know, again, whether they be DOD type installations or civilian installations, it's an outstanding product to combat cyber warfare in that environment.
Good. One more question before we go. For our users that actually couldn't make it out to the RSA conference this year, what bit of advice or some words of wisdom can you leave them with?
Wow, that's the toughest question I think of the whole day. You know? Buy low, sell high.
Do more with less.
Do more with less, right? And what I would suggest is, as you evaluate different vendors to solve problems in your environment, that's really what it's all about. How do I do more with less, right? How do I take advantage of the budgets that I have, which potentially might be flat, you know, which people sit there and say, well, it's flat, but that's good, but now I've got 20 more problems.
Sure.
So I've got to spread that budget over more problems, right? So you got to do more with less. You got to focus on vendors that are going to help you automate these processes in your environment and reduce costs by eliminating overlap, right? And every company, every enterprise, every government organization has that problem. And as you evaluate these vendors, always ask those questions.
Very good. Good advice. Once again, James Geary of EIQ Networks. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.